Good morning. Welcome to AMP. Let us continue our Bible reading. Today we will read from Psalm 119. We read from 129 to 137. 129. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul observes them. The unfolding of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth wide and paint it, for I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, after your manner with those who love your name. Establish my footstep in your word, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precept. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes see stream of water became because they do not keep your law. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful day that you give it to us, so that this morning we come to your house, we prepare our time to know you more and more. We pray that your Holy Spirit guide us to understand these verses, so that we can see the truth of your word in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the psalmist, he really want to encourage us so that we love to read the Bible. So in this part, he start with a sentence: your testimonies are wonderful. We love to hear testimonies and sharing, because when we hear testimony and sharing, sometimes the testimony or sharing almost similar with our experience. That's why, oh yeah, I have that kind of experience. So thank you for your sharing. Thank you for your testimony. So when I read the Bible, I find this kind of story. And also, testimony always remind us what to do, how should we act after this experience, after this problem. For example, on Wednesday, I share about 10 leprosies get healed, and then only one person thanks God. Sometime we also do the same thing. We ask many things from God, but we forget to give thanks to God. So this kind of story really amazing. Yeah. So if you guys go deep to the Bible, you can see wonderful story. Yeah, wonderful story, especially in this time where we feel, life so tough, life a lot of problem, and then so many sick. Yeah, we in Indonesia, sometimes we get a news from Indonesia. Oh, you know your friend? Yeah, he is not here. Passed away so quick. Only get COVID for 4 days, for 6 days, and then no more. Something like that. So in this sorrow journey, we need something that encourages us. What can encourage us? The Bible says, your testimony are wonderful. When you read it, you can see the wonderful of the story of God. The second part is more important. Therefore, my soul observes them. My soul. This go to the second level. Usually, we read the Bible using my mind. Yeah, my mind. especially me as a Bible student, when we go to seminary, we read the Bible, we use our mind to observe so that we can know what does it mean. As you know, brothers and sisters, this is the Bible. We see the Bible as divine word. We see the Bible as human word. When we see the Bible as human word, then we go and search the Bible using our mind. Oh yeah, how can this happen? When? Who is the person in this part? Is it true? Can I accept it or not accept it? This is human mind. But as a human word, we accept it. This is from God's word. So it is not enough if we only read the Bible using our mind. We need to read the Bible using our soul, deeper than our mind. Yeah. So one writer, he wrote a book called Woman of Noble Character. He gives 9 practical ways to feed your soul with the Word of God. The first, he say, hear the Word of God. Start from Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Memorize Scripture. Meditate on God's Word. Pray through Scripture. Sing Scripture. Obey God's Word. And share God's Word. This kind of step, we heard a lot. Yeah, some people say 9 steps to read the Bible. Some people say 4 steps to read the Bible. Some people say 3 steps to read the Bible. But the problem, sometimes we already do this kind of step, but still we cannot enjoy the Bible. We cannot see your testimony are wonderful. We cannot again. Verse 130, the unfolding of your words give light. We read, but we cannot get the right. What's the problem, brothers and sisters? Yeah, what's the problem? Yeah, I think after I observe first this 9 step, I know this 9 step is really good. But before you do this 9 step, remember, reading Bible like a dating. Like a dating. Brothers and sisters, how many of us in dating time? I still dating. Yeah. Yesterday I date with my wife. Yeah. We go to what called Lady M. Yeah. At Cosbaby. Yeah. We try to eat layer cake. But not every day. Too expensive, brothers and sisters. Yeah. One piece of cake costs you $75. Yeah. If I buy 1 pack of rice, I can eat 20 days for that $75. But I need to have this kind of situation so that at dating time, I just see her eyes and then I know what he think about. He think, oh, Selamat, you are getting older. I can see your white hair a lot, but I still love you. This call speak from heart to heart, dating time. So when we talk about dating, we talk about we fall in love. When we talk about dating, we talk about she or he is my everything. I cannot live without him. I cannot live without her. I'm happy with him. She is the one that I'm looking for my whole life. Brothers and sisters, with this kind of attitude, when we come to the Bible, I believe we can see the truth. We can see how wonderful the word is. Now, we go to the Bible. Remember that Paul, before his name was Saul, and then he want to kill all the disciples, and then one day God show himself to Paul, and then after that Paul get blind for 3 days. in these 3 days, what he did, he just fasting, and then he reading the Bible using his soul. He tried to remember every word from God's perspective. And finally, God opened his eyes. He became the disciple of God. And finally, he became an apostle. Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we read the Bible, not only using our mind, but we need to use our soul. We try to digest. How we start? We start with a situation that we love, fall in love in God. And then after that, we go to that 9 step. Now, the psalmist give us a few requirements before we read the Bible. We see verse 131. I open my mouth wide and panted, for I long for your commandment. I open my mouth. I open my mouth. I really want it. When I read these verses, I remember golden fish. Yeah. In Hong Kong, when you go to a public park, sometimes you can see turtle. Sometimes you can see golden fish. Look at a golden fish mouth like this. Yeah, always going up. And then after going up, they go deep to the water. And then come back again. Yeah, that's why if you farm golden fish, you need to have an air bubble machine so that they can survive. That's golden fish. So they need fresh air. Brothers and sisters, if you have this kind attitude, this kind of hunger, I believe we can get the like of the word. Yeah. When I have a problem, I close my eyes. God, I'm like a golden fish that need fresh air. And I started that the Bible verse can come out. Or God remind me, go to this book, go to this person, find it, and you can see I answer you. So this is the first step, like a golden fish that need fresh air. The second point, turn to me and be gracious to me after manner with those who love your name. Turn to me, turn to me. Now, remember, why the psalmist say, turn to me. Yeah, the psalmist say, turn to me. If you have children, yeah, you will know this kind of picture. I bring my children go to supermarket. And then, suppose we want to buy like instant noodle, soya sauce, and buy But these two children look for chocolate, and then Papa, can I buy it? No. Papa, can I buy it? No. And then suddenly they cry, ah! And I said, you want to be quiet or no? They cry more cry. Then, as a parent, what should we do? David, you need to know. As a parent, what we need to do? Don't argue, just leave it. When we leave it, what they do? They must say, Papa, come back. Then I will say, you want me or you want chocolate? I want you. I don't want chocolate. Then I come back. That's so easy. Remember, Donald. Yeah? Yeah? That easy. Turn to me. Why the psalm say, turn to me? Maybe something wrong happened. Yeah. Now he asks God, forgive me, turn to me, speak to me, come back again. Yeah. This is number two. Number three, establish my footstep in your word. Establish means make me strong. Make me strong. As a human, we sometimes doubt. Can God do this? Yeah, but. Yeah and but is not good for our spiritual. Yes, God, but. Yes, God, but. Then you need to pray. Establish my footstep. A is A. B is B. Yeah. Don't go in between A and B. That makes you confused. And then he say, redeem me from the oppression of man. Redeem me. Redeem mean make me freedom. Yeah. If you have something in your heart that make you not freedom, yeah, you need to cut off. Cut off. Make yourself become free in the eyes of God. Yeah. Something maybe you hide it, then you need to cut everything. And then finally, the psalmist say, make your face shine upon your servant. Make your face shine. This talk about blessing. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 23. Remember, every Sunday when PSAM shared the message, at the end, he quote from Numbers chapter 6. Blessing. Yeah. Establish me, redeem me, and bless me. With this kind of situation, brothers and sisters, I believe that you can see God's testimony are wonderful, and the unfolding of your word give likes. About the methods, is the second part. I mean, you can use 9-step, you can use 4-step, even no 9-step, no 4-step, you just open and then say, God, open my eyes. With this condition, I believe that God will speak to you. Brothers and sisters, suppose after sharing this message, we need to have practice. Yeah, we need to have practice. We read one verse and then let God speak to us. Now we have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes before Wesley comes to lead us in worship. Yeah, fine. One verse or one paragraph or one chapter from the Bible. And then talk to God. Your testimony are wonderful, God. This morning, I want to read it again and again. I need your guidance this morning. Yeah, let us start. Yeah, while Wesley can bring us with worship heart. you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will open to you. If we have this kind of attitude, I believe that God will show you something. Something that you need. Something that you love it. Something that you must to do. God's word testimonies are so wonderful. The happy person is the person who can see light through God's words. With humble heart, let us come close to Him. Try to remember one story, one verses, one chapter that remind us, guide us, and bless us. Or maybe we need to see ourselves deeper. Why we cannot see the light of God? Why we cannot see the light of the Word? Why we cannot see the wonderful of the Word? Maybe you still keep something wrong in your heart. That cover that make your eyes cannot see the light of the Word. You only have two choices. If you keep it, then make you cannot see the light. But if you take it and throw away, and you will see the truth. Come to God and throw away. Father, Lord Jesus, I really pray for our brothers and sisters who join this EMP, both in sanctuary or in their home. I pray that you reveal the light for them. They come with a need. We pray that you fulfill their need. Open their eyes, Father, to see that you have given the answer. Thank you, Father. Now, we want to worship you. Please, come with us so that we can worship together with you. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
My strength, my shield. Spirit, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you brother, even though you are a king, I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, Spirit, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, Spirit, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you my Spirit, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee, and I long to worship thee, and I long
and sister. God already give us the answer. It is the time for us to spend our time pray for our brothers and sisters or community who are in a difficult situation, in their body in weak, they have cancer, they have a lot of weakness. We pray for them. First of all, we pray for community who are in cancer. We pray that God will take out all the cancer. We also pray if they are running chemotherapy, God also use this medical treatment to heal them. Let's pray together. Thank you. while we ask for healing, we also pray for their salvation. Some of them still have not believed Jesus Christ. We pray that the Holy Spirit will knock their heart. Yes. Pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmities condition. Yeah. We believe that God will show His mercy and miracle for them. Seeking for new job, we pray that God will prepare the best for them. And sister, today our mission focus, we pray for Japan. Yeah, we also pray for India. Yeah, we pray for Pastor Sophia, Jumin in Tokyo. We pray for Kelly in India. In Hong Kong, we pray for Angela and Oasis House. Yeah, we pray that God will bless their ministry, mission in the place that God already sent it to them. Yes, let's pray together. Council, we pray for BSAM and all the team that always have a mission heart, leading this church become a mission church. Let's pray together. also pray for local outreach ministry, IGAPI, Homey Freedom Bridge, Recreation, and SB Life. We pray that many members will join together, because by local outreach ministry, we can share God's love to everybody who need it. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray for Cadence. We pray for all the team. We pray for the baby. We pray for potential parents. Yes, we pray that God bless this ministry. Friday night's gathering, there's IP, SPU, SPU, and GIC class. Let's pray that all the activity bring fellowship and grow among people who join. Mom, yeah, we pray that God will protect all the mom and also the baby in the womb, and when the time is up, they can come and become, yeah, the family become more happy. Finally, we pray for Hong Kong. We still don't know when all the COVID-19 policy will end. We also still don't know the future of Hong Kong. Yeah, we pray that God has mercy for Hong Kong. Before we leave the sanctuary, we pray that you will go with us, Father, wherever we go. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice weekend. See you on Sunday.